This is Terror House Radio with Matt Forney and Bryden Proctor.
Yeah, welcome to a Terror House Radio episode number 37. I'm Matt Forney, your charming and loquacious host, and the founder and editor-in-chief of Terror House Press. Joining me, per usual, is my co-host and producer, Bryden Proctor. How you doing, Bryden?
I'm okay. Just another day. A day in the life.
Day in the life of fun employment and being gay.
Pretty much, yeah. So, another day.
Yeah, I had a fun day today because I had to go to the vape shop earlier, and by the time I got there, it was closed. So, and it's closed on Sundays too. So it's gonna be a fun 36 hours for me.
Yeah, that stinks, dude. That sucks.
Oh, I have enough for, I think, like, the end of tomorrow. So, you know, if I ration it.
There's not, like, anywhere else you can go?
There might be. I mean, I go to this place because for the longest time it was the closest place to me. And they carry Smoke Novo 2 pods, which are shockingly hard to find out here. And I like their homegrown flavors. Like, it's like $5 for like a little bottle of like the mango, and it's like the
Blech.
This country has like the best vaping scene in Europe.
The best vaping scene in Europe. The vaping scene. Okay, you're a fucking dork. The vaping scene. Oh boy, like cool guys with black horn rim glasses and red beards, chubby dudes.
Oh, no, it's pretty normal crowd here. It's actually, there's a lot of chicks. Because Serbia is, like, very big into smoking. Everyone here fucking smokes.
The hot chicks in the vaping scene, Matt, huh? Do you go cozy up to some ladies at the vape bar? The vaping scene? You're a fucking nerd.
You fucking vape too. I don't want
to. I vape. No, that's fine, but I don't go the vaping scene.
Well, how the hell else am I supposed to describe it? That's usually how you describe things.
I'm picturing like guys like listening to live music and vaping.
That is not uncommon here.
Yeah, I know, but oh no, you're a fucking nerd. The whole vape scene. Like, there's like flyers that go up. They're like, mango, now available.
They probably are. I just can't read them because they're in Serbian.
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know. So, sorry. Go on with your. Tell me about the vaping scene in Serbia.
I define a good vape shop as one that has a website and carries, And carry stuff I want to buy, which is shockingly rare.
So, stores.
No, trust me, it's rare. In Albania, the vape shops just sucked. I was using Smoke Novo 1 pods, which leak like crazy and last for like about a couple of days. And also are inefficient with juice. So, like a regular-sized bottle of vape juice with a regular Novo 2 pod will last me about a month. With the pods I had to use in Albania, it would last maybe 2 weeks.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just go to the store and then I get the cigarette flavored ones.
You use the cigarette flavored ones?
Yeah, I don't like the different flavors. I just get the tobacco flavor.
I mean, I'll do those from time to time, but it's like, I mean, to me, the whole point of vaping is that, like, you can get flavors that you wouldn't normally be able to get with a cigarette. Like, if I wanted tobacco, the taste of tobacco, I'd just buy a pack of cigarettes.
Right, but, you know, those cost a bunch, and they stink, and, you know,
I forgot about the taxes.
Yeah, you know, it's like...
Like, I hear cigarettes are dirt cheap.
Yeah, and they probably don't have American Spirits there anyway, so it's like...
Oh, they do. They got American Spirits, got Lucky Strike, everything.
Hell yeah, dude.
Serbia, like I said, Serbia, they fucking love their cigarettes and they love their vape, like their tobacco. Everybody here fucking smokes.
Do they have the Lucky...
One of the few countries I've been to where you can actually still smoke in bars and restaurants.
Well, yeah, it's a fucking shithole third world country. They haven't discovered cancer there yet. Do they have the Lucky Strike filters though? Because those are impossible to find.
They might. I mean, I'd have to go into a store and check. But like, they had those in Albania too. Like, you know, Lucky Strikes. Like every fucking store had them.
Yeah, dude. Back in the day, like, you know, when I'm like 19 years old, it was always Lucky Strike filters and Pabst Blue Ribbon. And then you couldn't find the Lucky Strike filters anymore. And they're like impossible to fucking find. I haven't thought about Lucky Strike for a long time. I never see those anywhere. That's all we used to smoke was fucking Lucky's. And then, you know, I smoked Winston's for a long time. And then, it was American Spirit, the teal ones, and then American Spirit Black. And then I just started vaping, which has been like almost like 3 years ago I quit smoking, I guess.
Yeah, good for you.
I mean, I'll have one every now and then. I think I've got a pack of cigarettes in the fucking house somewhere, but you know, they're probably all stale and gross. Yeah, I mean, I quit fucking smoking because it's so goddamn cold in Ohio. So I was like, let me do the vaping thing. And then, you know, now I just do that. It's just fine. It's probably terrible for you.
Yeah, I'm guessing you can't smoke in the house.
Yeah, I could if I wanted to. I've got the Rabbit Air. I've got that really fucking expensive air purifier so I could smoke cigars inside. So I could smoke cigarettes if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, dude, that's my pride and joy, is that fucking $550 air purifier. I mean, it does wonders, but it's like, it was too cold to smoke cigars, so I'm like, fuck, I need to, you know, I need to be able to smoke. I can't smoke inside, you know, because cigars stink. So got the air purifier, works like a charm. I love that thing, man. You know, I used to smoke a ton of cigars in here. Because remember, like, when I was doing Ride to Brighton, I'd go through, like, two cigars per show. So I was, like, smoking, you know, four or five cigars a week in this room. So I definitely needed something, you know, to clean it up. I mean, dude, I wish I worked for these people. If you need an air purifier, get the Rabbit Air. Like, it's weird. When I first turned it on, I just noticed, like, it was like, god damn, I didn't know it was like this dirty in here, because it'll just, you don't realize all that shit you're breathing in till you get an air purifier going. Holy cow, it's a world of difference.
Yeah, do they have like an affiliate program or something? I mean, they could, you know, you could probably get them you could possibly get them to sponsor I Love You Beer.
I don't think they do that. I mean, but I mean, that'd be pretty neat. Cause I mean, I really do. I would work for the company, dude. I'd go around to the tobacco shops and shit and try to sell these motherfuckers. They're incredible. I wish we were getting paid for it now. I mean, but if you're looking for an air purifier and you want to spend $600, it's good. It's got a 30-day trial on it and everything too. So it's like, you know, if it doesn't work out for you, you can send it back, but it's fucking incredible. If you got allergies, you know, or you just want to smoke inside. Like if your fucking grandmother is, you know, one of those chain smokers smoking through a hole in her neck and shit like that, and her fucking place is disgusting and you don't want to go over there, and you've been just like pretending it's because of coronavirus, you know, but it's because it's like smells like shit, buy her one of these motherfucking things for Christmas, dude.
Yes, you know, or maybe not even that. Maybe just buy one for yourself and just put it in her house when she's not looking and then, you know, run it. Because, like, if she's that fucking old and, you know, smoking, she probably can't see for shit anyway. Just leave that on overnight and bam, you'll be visiting your grandma every day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Filter only replace. This is a fucking boring podcast.
We're in the money. We're in the money.
What other products do we like? You know, I'm drinking a Sam Adams beer. I'm, you know, pretty keen on Sam Adams.
I'm drinking a Pepsi Lemon Twist. I would like to wholeheartedly endorse the Pepsi Lemon Twist. Because it's subtle. It's subtle. The lemon is very subtle. It's not like lemonade. There's just enough of it that you feel slightly sophisticated when you take a sip.
I don't think I've had a lemon one. I remember there being a lime. like a Coke lime thing. I don't think I've ever seen a lemon one anywhere.
Maybe it's just a Europe thing because there's a lot of like variant products here that don't make it to the US and vice versa.
I'm looking Pepsi lemon. Yeah, Pepsi lemon twist. Let's see. Oh, they got a pineapple one? That sounds gross.
Oh, that sounds great, but I'll probably never see it here.
Yeah, it's I just Googled Pepsi Twist. They've got mango, they've got lime, lemon, they got pineapple. Yeah, that sounds
I did have,
gross.
I think I had a mango one the other day. The mango ones aren't bad.
I don't like mango, dude.
Why the fuck not?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just like I want to like mango so bad, but just every time I'm just like, oh, mango. I don't like it. I mean, like an actual mango, I could eat, but not too much. But like any juices for that, it's fucking gross, dude. Like I like pineapple juice, but that's just something to put, in vodka. But like, mango is fucking disgusting. I really want to like mango. Everybody fucking loves mango, but mango's fucking nasty as shit. Like I get mad at the White Claw mango ones when I get the variety pack. I'm like, oh, all I have left is mango, and I hate them. I just
You give them to Erica or something, or just throw them out.
Yeah, I just give them to Erica, or I just try to drink all the other ones first. That way I'm drunk, and at the end I'm like, I guess I'll just drink these mango ones. Like I'm not, I'm not gonna throw them out or anything like that. I'm not, a crazy person. I mean, I'm fucking Jewish, bro. I gotta save all of the money for that. But if you like, if you just purposely go and buy the White Claw mangoes, like a 12 pack of those, you're a child molester. It's just, it's fucking gross. I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, how about that COVID thing?
Oh yeah. With Trump's got the corona. Where do you think he got it? Do you think he got it at the Amy Coney Barrett thing, or do you think he got it at the debate? Because according to Chris Wallace, the like debate commission people or whatever, everybody arrived too late to test. So, they were just like, okay, let's just go ahead and do it anyway and hope that nobody has it. And then obviously, now Trump either has it or, had it then or, didn't or whatever. I guess now seven people at that debate have tested positive for it.
I thought it was reported that he got it from Hope Hicks.
That's one of the people. She tested positive. She was at, I think she was at the Amy Coney Barrett thing. And there's been people that have tested positive there too. But I like that was she sent that tweet out being like, hey, she's got this thing, wish her well or whatever. And then he was like, fuck, I got it too. But I imagine they test him every fucking day. But the fact that they didn't, test anybody at the debate makes me wonder, did he get it there? I mean, because it was 2 days afterwards that he tested positive for it. That's about the incubation period, 2 to 5 days. So, I mean, it's interesting. The debate commission kind of fucked that one up. They should have like made sure, like delayed it an hour or two or whatever it was, get them all tested and stuff. Seems like they messed up. You've got the Democratic nominee for president and the president and their families and, all of this. And they just were like, oh, yeah, oops, we'll just, we won't test them. Seems weird to me. Seems weird.
Maybe that was the real reason why Trump was like just yelling and interrupting Biden constantly to try and spray more air across the facility to infect him.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool. What's really weird is, not so much like the people wishing death upon the president and stuff like that. That's nothing new to me. What I think is weird is the like right-wing internet people that are complaining that people do that. And I'm like, you were posting crabs when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, dude. Every time she went to the hospital, people
We
were posting crabs.
all know the Stone Toss comic.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Don't act like this is like some, big deal, like you weren't doing the exact same thing. All right. Is it right? Of course not. But, of course these people want him to die. There's, that's the game. That's it. It's just internet nerds.
And I'm pretty sure actually a lot of them don't want him to die. Because like think about this. Think about this very clearly. If Trump dies or he loses re-election, and well, you've made this point to me, a ton of journalists are going to be out of work.
Yeah. But I mean they're not smart people. Like they're not fucking smart people. I mean that's they
I'm
just do
sure at
things
least
for
a few of
likes.
them. I'm sure at least a few of them are at least praying to every god in the known history of religion that Trump survives.
Yeah, probably. I mean, to a certain degree, except like wouldn't they get to write that sweet tweet that's like ding dong the witch is dead and like ah for that whole day before they're like oh, now it's Pence, which is way more palpable to just normal people, and all of Trump voters would vote for Pence, so Biden would lose.
Yeah, that dopamine high would last for about like 2 days before they got their pink slip.
And I mean, that's the thing. Like, I'm gonna be around being a jackass on the internet the day that Trump is out of office, whenever that is, if it's, January or if it's January 4 years from now. But I'm
It'll be
probably
January 2033.
Yeah, well, he's not gonna live that long, man. There's no fucking way. We'll get Eric. No, I don't like Eric. We'll get Don Jr. Eric is weird. He's a weird guy. He seems like the most racist of all of them, though. Like he's like, he just seems like he's probably got a weird Twitter account or used to or something. But
I always confused them because it's like it's like two guys who kind of look similar and talk similarly too.
yeah, I mean they're creepy looking people, to be honest with you. But yeah, I'm gonna be here when that happens, when they're out of a job, and I am going to love it. I'm gonna make a Twitter account for that day. And I'm gonna go, oh, whoa, what do you mean? Oh, geez, Vice is closing? Huffington Post just cut 75% of its political staff? Oh,
BuzzFeed
wow.
filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Yeah, it'll be good. I mean, it's gonna be pretty good when they're all out of work because all of these guys are like guys our age, which means they're gonna be dudes that are like, I don't know, in their late 30s, early 40s or something, and all they will have done is like, I called the president retarded for 8 years. And they're like, yeah, we don't really, you're not, this is, sir, this is the New York Times. We're gonna go, we've got to slander Rand Paul now. All right, we're not doing.
I was a professional hate researcher for 8 years.
Yeah. Oh.
I have so many DMs and Telegram DMs of right-wing extremists talking about cum.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys, I mean that I can't wait for that business to really go out of fashion because how many of those guys are just gonna go yeah, or like DSA people or whatever too are just gonna be like, yeah, I own a house and I vote Democrat because whatever. I wasn't really ever caught up in all of that weird Twitter nonsense. And it's like, yeah, you were doxing everybody, So
Oh, they're all connected, and they're all hysterical, and they're all going to be out of a job soon enough.
yeah, that'll be good. I mean, it's like you have no skills. You're not even a good writer. I mean, half of these articles that come out, they gotta proofread these motherfucking things, man. I mean, there's always so much crap because they're in such a hurry to get it out first. It's a nightmare. I can't stand it. How many typos and shit? Not even like shitty research aside, right? It's not even like written coherently. It's stupid. It's like, aren't you pretending to be a newspaper? What are you doing?
Well, that's common everywhere. I mean, editors were like the first thing to get the chop in the internet era. I mean, Daily Mail is famous for this. Their articles are laden with fucking typos. But then again, Daily Mail will probably survive just because like they're just a general tabloid. They're the ones who post all the really salacious stories.
Yeah, they're like Tom Cruise. What's up with his weird tooth that seems to be in the middle of his face?
Have you heard about Andy Dick's penis?
Too often.
Hey,
You can't li you cannot live in that fucking city without hearing about Andy Dick's penis. Andy Dick is
yeah.
hilarious to me. Like I don't know where he came from. Apparently he's some sort of comedian, but now like Because, like, he will just go to Hollywood bars and shit and steal and be an asshole to people and be high on cocaine. He's really kind of awesome. And is he gay? Is he not gay? I don't know.
I think he identifies as bisexual. Don't quote me on that.
So he's just a professional coke addict then. Like, he's just, like, he just runs around, is high, is Andy Dick, and fucks things. That's, you know, fine. Good for him, man. I mean, living the dream. That's,
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can recall him being in that, like, he did the voice of, the gardening with Maurice in, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. He on the front floor, on the front door of your office. Just see if anyone thinks of coming near you.
Where did Andy Dick even get his start? Like, he had to have been a stand-up comedian at some point. Like, throughout my entire life, he's always just been Andy Dick, you know? He's just a character in of itself. Like, right now, I guarantee you, he's doing cocaine.
He's doing cocaine, and his penis is in something.
Probably. I mean, a Coke bottle or something. I mean, I don't know. He's
No. Don't put it in a Coke bottle.
Well, I mean, yeah. I wouldn't, but, you know, I'm not in charge of what people do. It's your penis. Do whatever you want with it.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not talking about it from a moral standpoint. It's like, you know, what goes in is not going to come out so easily.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to, you know, it's not a moral thing either. It's, you know, whatever you want to do with it. You want bad ideas with, anybody can do whatever bad ideas they want with their penis. I don't give a shit, you know. Don't call the paramedics and waste resources on that, though. You're going to have to wait for that blue chew to wear off, you know.
Oh, yeah. Of course, by then it'll, you know, your penis will have turned black. But, hey, you got to wait in line like everyone else.
Yeah. I don't know. What? Who the fuck? I'm going to Andy Dick's fucking Wikipedia page.
I think there was a Darwin Award winner a few years back, like a Romanian construction worker who lost a bet, so he put this really tight, cap or something on his penis, and he couldn't get it off. And like a couple of days later, his penis was turning black, so he finally went to the hospital and they had to amputate.
Oof, that's a shame.
Well, he did win one thing. He won the Living Darwin Award.
Oh yeah, because he can't reproduce. So, because yeah, you don't have to die to get the Darwin Award. You just have to make sure you can't reproduce. I always forget the Darwin Awards are like they still do that. I assume.
There's an endless succession of people who get themselves killed in hilarious ways. The other two Living Darwin Awards I can think of are like there was the guy who put a firecracker in his ass and then lit it.
Why?
He put a firecracker in his ass, lit it, and then sat on it.
Why would anyone do that?
The story didn't have details, but
nobody asked him, like, hey, Bill, what the fuck?
It was in Australia, so it was like, crikey, mate, what the hell are you doing?
that's worse than, you know, that one guy, you've seen the video, that one guy who shoves, like, a bunch of glass in his asshole, and then it, like, breaks?
What?
Dude, there's like, an old shock video of this guy who was, like, shoving, like, a mason jar in his ass, and then it just busted, and then it's just, like, he's just, like, pulling pieces of glass out of his asshole. It's brutal.
Was he trying to be like the ghosty guy?
I guess. I mean, he was doing whatever it was, and then he uploaded it anyway. But like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what is going on with that whole deal. But a firecracker is like, you know what's going to happen with that. You know that's going. You know what's going to go on. You know what firecrackers do. Like, I don't think the guy that the glass broke. I think that was an accident. I think he was like, oh shit, you know. But, like, you know what a firecracker's going to do.
Yeah, the other Living Darwin Award I can think of was, like, there was, like, a couple in Wisconsin who had this weird game where, like, the wife would take a shotgun and put it against her husband's junk. and pull the trigger, and like, well, he told him to do it, do it, do it. And they did this when the shotgun was not loaded. Well, there was one time someone was coming over and he got in the head, like, let's play this game quickly. So she gets the shotgun, he tells her to pull the trigger, and she does, and the shotgun was loaded.
Good God, that's fucking retarded. Guns are always loaded even when they're not. Jesus fucking Christ, that's dumb. I don't know, dude. I'm a fucking retard, all right? Like, I'm not a smart guy, you know? I'm not this some like bro. I know smart people. That's how I know I'm not smart. I know smart people. But I'm not, you know, I'm not doing that. I've done dumbass shit. Like last night, I did a big long stream, hosted some random person, and I forgot to press the end stream button. So after they were done, it went back to me, and it's just an empty chair, you know? And I saw this morning, I'm like, oh, shit, forgot to hit the end stream button. You know, nobody was there, but it was just an empty chair streaming for hours. That's dumb to
Well,
me.
they possibly, people probably thought it was some kind of conceptual humor.
Well, I mean, I did, it's been like 2 or 3 years or something. I did trick people one time on a YouTube stream. I just streamed a bowl of fruit and the Jet Set Radio soundtrack. I mean, for like 2 hours. It was pretty funny. But you know, it's, yeah, that to me is dumb. I'm like, oh, I forgot to press a button. I'm not shooting people's junk with a shotgun, and not that's not a weird thing. I'm not putting firecrackers in my ass. What is wrong with I? They make Andy Dick sound sane.
They do. They in fact do.
I guess Andy Dick got his start on the Ben Stiller show, so he's just always been like a sketch comedy guy. But yeah, I guess he hasn't really done anything recently. He kind of looks like Anderson Cooper now, though. It's weird. I don't know.
Okay, I found the firecracker story I was talking about. It's called Unsafe and Insane. 2003 Australia. Parents often warn that firecrackers can blow your hand off, but as a 26-year-old Australian learned, they can also remove your gonads from the gene pool. An ambulance rushed to an Illawarra park after receiving reports that a man was hemorrhaging from his behind. The mercifully unidentified man had placed a lit firecracker between the cheeks of his buttocks, stumbled, and fell upon it. Okay, so that's ever so slightly more defensible because he didn't sit on it, he just fell on it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, I was thinking like insertion. I was thinking he inserted it into his asshole and then lit it. So, still an idiot, but you know, at least it was an accident.
I mean, was he planning to launch it from his butt cheeks?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you've seen people like they'll put like the Roman candles or whatever, you know. Which is also a terrible idea because it's like people burn their every 4th of July, people burn the shit out of their legs trying to put a Roman candle in their ass cheeks. It's a terrible idea. I mean, it tears you up. It's fire. Don't do that. But, you know, it's better than insertion. I was thinking it was like insertion.
Emergency surgeon Dr. McCurdy said that the resulting wound looked like a war injury. The explosion was forced upwards, blasted a great hole in the pelvis, ruptured the urethra, and injured the muscles, rendering the man incontinent as well as sexually dysfunctional. He survived to tell the tale, making him eligible for the dubious honor of a Living Darwin Award.
God damn, what an idiot. That sucks. Now he shits in a
He's going to be
bag.
wearing a He's going to be wearing a diaper for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he can't fuck and he shits himself. Like, what a dumbass. That sucks, dude. That's what a bozo. That stinks. I hate that.
And keep in mind, this happened in 2003, so that would make him what? His late 40s now?
Yeah.
Assuming he's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you just not fucking kill yourself at that point? That blows.
Yeah. I also found the other story I mentioned. It's called Shoot 'Em Off. Lantern 30-30 enjoyed playing a private game with his wife. He would pull down his pants, place the barrel of a shotgun against his scrotum, and tell her to pull the trigger. They had played this game frequently to his immense pleasure. The gun was unloaded, of course. On this pleasant Friday, he was excited to try again. thrill was even larger because his wife's girlfriend was pulling into the driveway at the time. "Shoot him off before she gets here," Lantern told his wife. She pulled the trigger, but this time, the gun was loaded. Emergency crews arrived to find Lantern bleeding profusely from his groin, wearing shoes and socks, with his pants around his ankles. The police were told it was an accident, and the couple didn't know the gun was loaded. Lantern was admitted to the hospital in critical condition, where he survived to earning the indisputable right to the rarest of honors, the Living Darwin Award.
Dude, if, like, there's only two of you that live there. See, something's up with that story. Because, like, if there's only two of you that live there, one of you loaded the gun. How did the both people involved not remember? Like, oh, yeah, I loaded the gun.
I'm thinking it was the chick, because the chick is, chicks are dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't do that anyway. But like,
I mean, have you seen this going around on Twitter, the anti-rape condom?
No. What's that?
Basically, it's a female condom. They insert it into their vaginas. And if someone tries to rape them, it latches onto the penis. And, like, it hurts. Like, it's got, like, barbs in it.
Sure.
And the only way to, get it removed is to go to a hospital.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that seems like a good idea until somebody forgets that they have one.
Yeah. It's like, it's going to be so fucking hilarious when chick forgets to take one out before seeing her boyfriend.
Yeah, well, that won't be hilarious at all, but, you know.
It'll be for us. It won't be for them.
But, I mean, that's a good idea, though. I mean.
No, it's not.
What, the anti-rape condom? Yeah, it is. It's a good idea.
It is absolutely. No, I just explained why it's a bad idea.
Okay, so the one out of every million times that happens, you know, it's good. I'd rather people not get raped. Also, if you're bagging some fucking retarded chick that doesn't know she has something in her pussy, you probably don't want to be inside of that pussy anyway.
Dude, you know how stupid the average woman is, right?
I'm pretty anti-rape.
I'm anti-rape, too.
Doesn't sound like it.
It seems like there's a better solution to combating rape than an anti-rape condom.
Well, we can't send them back, okay? They're here. There's nothing we can do about it. The anti-rape condom is the best that we have.
Well, it's not being marketed in the U.S. yet, anyway. This is a South African thing.
Oh, yeah, they tried already with that, and that didn't work out well for them. So that's definitely the best they can do.
We don't need anti-rape condoms in the U.S. We have something better. They're called guns.
No. Anti-rape condom is a good idea. I like it. Just don't bang retarded chicks with loose pussies. Problem solved. A little personal responsibility.
Brian endorses voluntary celibacy.
Yeah, why not? It's a choice, right? Yeah, voluntarily do or don't have sex. Yeah, go ahead. I don't care. It's none of my business. Like, why is that a this just in? It's voluntary. So, yeah, whatever you want, man. Shit. I'm all about that. Personal responsibility, personal freedoms. You know, don't be a retard.
I wouldn't trust any single woman I've ever known to not forget to not remember to take the rape condom out.
I think it's something that most people, most women would be fine with removing that. And you know what? Think about this. What happened to romance? Why not a little foreplay, Matt? You know, you can't just go in penis first willy-nilly without a little, you got to warm it up a bit. And you'd be like, hey, what's this? You know? Think of that. No romance with you, Matt. No romance.
Foreplay, more like foregay.
I'm just saying there's holes in your theory here. I'm pro anti-rape condom. I think it's a good idea. Or maybe you're a rapist. I don't know. Maybe you are prowling the streets and you're worried about getting barbs on your penis because you're hiding in dumpsters. You know, looking for women walking at 3 a.m. Maybe that's it. I don't know. So it sounds like to me. You dumpster prowling? Huh? You being Oscar the Grouch? Huh? Is that what you're doing?
Oscar the Grouch. Now I have a horrible... I have a horrible image of Oscar the Grouch raping Big Bird.
Is he naked in that dumpster or in that garbage can?
I like to assume he is.
I mean, he's clearly is he homeless or does he just like garbage? Has that ever been explained? I'm sure it has, right?
I'm sure it's both. I mean, he started out homeless and then he just started to like it.
Because everybody's living pretty big on Sesame Street, you know. Like, it's, I mean, good God, how big is Big Bird's condo? You know, that guy's like 9 feet tall. You know, he's got like raised ceilings and shit. He's on the top floor. So he's living pretty large. And then Oscar the Grouch hanging out in the trash can. You know, he's got to just like garbage. You would think, you know, that they would try to help him.
I've got the perfect explanation for this. All the other cast members got paid royalties and they made a lot of money. But you see, Oscar was so broke that he waived his right to royalties for an upfront cash payment, a one-time cash payment, and then he just spent it all on crack.
I don't think that's it. I think he's just waiting in the trash can to rape people. I think that's what he does. He's just like, you know, and he jumps out every now and then. And why is he such a fucking prick all the time? You know, everybody on Sesame Street's all nice and shit, even the guy with AIDS or whatever. You know, you got, you know, and like he's a grouch, you know, and it's like, oh, I live in a trash can. But it's like, it seems like I'm guessing that it's kind of like a communal attitude on Sesame Street. You know, they all seem pretty good about helping each other out. Yeah, I think he's just probably, I gotta Google this. Why does Oscar the Grouch live in a trash can?
Well, I mean, he lives in a trash can. Of course he's grouchy.
Yeah, but no, I think he likes it. Why does Oscar...
And he's also on crack.
I don't think he's on crack. They don't have... Well, I think they did do a crack awareness episode one time. Why does Oscar live in a garbage can? Oscar the Grouch lives in a trash can with a pet worm. I didn't know that. Oscar the Grouch is not homeless. He chooses to live in that trash can because he loves trash. And for those that are not avid Sesame Street viewers, there's actually a lot more to that glorious garbage can than meets the eye. Okay, well, inside of Oscar the Grouch's garbage can.
Inside of it, he's got like a TV, like a whole, probably, you know, crack manufacturing facility.
Oh, dude, yeah, Google it. Yeah, it's like a whole house. He's got like a house in there. So it's not just a garbage can. It's like, it's a whole house.
It's like an underground tube that takes you to Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, instead of chocolate factory, I'd say like 19-year-old's apartment. But you know, yeah, it's Oscar the Grouch. He's got all kinds of stuff going on down there. Okay, well, good for him. Now I don't feel as bad. Plus, I thought it was just a garbage can, and then it's not. It looks like it's a garbage can stacked around a bunch of other garbage. So. Okay, well,
gotta,
I feel better
gotta
about
get,
it.
Got to disguise that entrance so people can't break in.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, he does look like a homeless guy, though. I mean, I'll bet that was sort of the original premise behind it, which is, it's a little dark. Apparently, he was orange at one point, too. I don't know what that's all about. He's always been green, as far as I've known.
Yeah, I remember an article from the New York Times a few years ago back when, like, the original Sesame Street episodes from, like, the 70s were put back up on Netflix or something, you know, like, for the first time in ever. Yeah. Like, there was an article talking about, like, you know, a lot of the stuff in these isn't actually safe to teach kids because they show the Sesame Street cast getting into cars with strangers and whatnot.
That's not good. Yeah, you don't want that. Is that still on? I know it was like off the air because like PBS got defunded or whatever. Wasn't that like Donald Trump's fault or something? And then I think HBO picked it up.
I think I haven't followed it.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that at like the beginning of 2016. You know, I mean, I was too busy like waiting for that wall to be built to care about, you know, Sesame Street. But now, you know. My, how times have changed. I don't care about that gay-ass wall. I just care about Oscar the Grouch's living situation.
Yeah, I never watched Sesame Street as a kid. My mom refused to let me watch it because she said it was communist.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair. It is.
Then again, she also let me watch Barney the Dinosaur, which is, yeah.
You are watching PBS, brought to you by the state and comrades like yourself. I don't care. I like that. That's funny. This is PBS, Public Broadcast, Politburo Broadcasting System.
Okay, that one was good.
Oh man, dude!
Last I checked, they had the same aesthetics as a Soviet state television in the '70s, so it fits.
Yeah, dude. Well, hold on. Like, what do you think? I'll bet the Soviet Union didn't have a C-SPAN.
Well, what the hell do you watch on Soviet C-SPAN? Like the Politburo, the Supreme Soviet coming in is like, we have agreed to take this decision. Everyone votes unanimously. It would last like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, no, didn't they spend like hours upon hours in that motherfucker? Like just getting drunk and drawing penises and shit?
Well, the Politburo did that. The Supreme Soviet, on the other hand, they just voted the way people told that they were told to.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, dude.
I thought of something interesting recently. Did you know that the Soviet Union had elections?
No. I didn't know that. I mean, I guess, why not?
Oh, yeah. You could go out and vote for whoever was running for the Supreme Soviet. Now, of course, there was only one candidate on the ballot, but you could vote.
Sure. Well, hey, now that we're on the subject of Marxism, let's do this for 3 more hours.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah, that one was too long. That was so long. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I never really think about the Soviet Union outside of, like, Yakov Smirnov bits, you know? Like, I'm just... It was communist, and they didn't do so hot. That's pretty much all I know about it. And then, like, Putin kind of rised from the ashes, and... Well, he's fucking... Yeah, he's a character, isn't he? Vladimir Putin, he's quite the character.
Hey, he wished Trump well in recovering from coronavirus. He said Trump's a fighter, he'll get through it.
Uh-oh. Collusion.
Proof.
No, who was that? Some senator got on MSNBC and was saying that since Trump's going to be off of the campaign trail for 2 weeks, you know, he's going to have to rely on his surrogates. So expect Putin to ramp things up because Putin is one of Trump's surrogate.
Wait. Was this Chris Murphy?
Might be. I don't know. It was some fucking nerd that I'd never
seen. I'm pretty sure. That sounds like Chris Murphy, the guy from Connecticut who's like on the hinge of a nervous breakdown.
I always forget that Connecticut's even a goddamn state. We ought to just let that one go.
Yeah, Connecticut sucks.
We're like, you know, Connecticut, cut it out. Connecticut, cut it out. Get it out of here. No more of that Connecticut, knock it off. I don't like it. Connecticut.
Let it float back to Europe. The only good thing Connecticut ever gave us was WWE and Daddy Jack.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that. That's where WWE started.
What's her face? The Linda McMahon, the chick who ran it, or the wife of the chick who ran it, Vince McMahon. Yeah, she ran signed up from Connecticut 10 years ago.
That's fucking cool. Okay, Connecticut, you're back in my good graces. Like, I don't even watch wrestling, but it was just a big part of my childhood. So. Yeah, Connecticut, you can stay. Rhode Island, you're on notice, though. Like, what the fuck are you doing over there? I don't like it.
Now I can't think of anything valuable that Rhode Island has given the world.
All of those tiny states. Think about it. Like, they're just too small. Stop it. If I can drive across your state in a day, you're not a state. I'm not saying everything has to be Texas and California, you know, but it's like, you gotta, you know, come on. You gotta put some effort into it.
You can drive across all the states within a day. Except for Alaska.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not, you know, you got to stop. You got pee breaks, you know. I don't like driving for more than, you know, like 8 hours at a time. You know, you got to stop to eat. So, you know, and you need to go to the speed limit, too. So it's like, you know, come on.
You need to go to the speed limit, you fucking nerd.
Okay, have fun.
You can obey the speed limit. Obey the speed limit.
Okay, have fun either... dying tragically in a car accident through your own negligence or paying a fine and getting points on your license all because you had to get there faster. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying be reckless. Like, five over the limit. That's like accepted everywhere.
Yeah, five over's fine, but like, you know, it's not supposed to be a constant thing. It's just that's your leeway. That's what you're allowed to do.
Yeah, you go five over the limit. That's what I'm saying. Go five over the limit. Don't go like fucking 90 miles per hour.
Yeah, but you don't go five over
except
constantly.
In Pennsylvania.
You don't go five over constantly, though. I mean, that's just your leeway. That's what you're allowed to do. It's not like you're like, speed limit's 25. I'm going to gun it to 30 because then you're going to be going 35 as soon as you start breaking that rule. Yeah, rules are made for a fucking reason, all right? And this is why we can't have a good society, because of people like you hiding in dumpsters, fucking waiting for to speed over 10 over the limit to rape. You know.
No, but seriously, you should not. You should keep it to five over unless you're in Pennsylvania. If you're in Pennsylvania, you can go 95 and nobody cares.
Why?
I don't know why. I once blasted past a cop cruiser at 95 miles per hour somewhere near Scranton, and he didn't even stop. Huh. I mean, I didn't get stopped once. Nope. You can pretty much. I've heard it's because like. The state police in Pennsylvania are very poorly funded for whatever reason, so like they don't have as many cruisers out. But Pennsylvania is a place where I don't advocate this, but you've got a bit more leeway. Like, say 10 over. 10 over is the limit in Pennsylvania.
So that cop, he was like, he saw you just fucking blasting by, and he was like, I could chase him down, or, you know, I could go patrol the dumpsters because somebody's out there. Little did he know, though, it was you in the car.
Now, one state where you don't want to speed is Ohio. The fucking police state of Ohio.
I've yet to get a ticket here. Not even a parking ticket. I haven't had any troubles here.
Really? Because yeah. Like I've never gotten a ticket in Ohio, but they have way more they're like New York level in terms of how many cruisers they have out on the roads.
It probably depends on the city, though. I mean, like, I see a fair amount, like, of police here in Cincinnati. You know, like, if I'm out driving, I'll probably at least see one. You know, I don't see, like, cops everywhere.
Well, like, I'm mainly talking, like, rural areas. Like, I don't speed in city limits. I don't speed in, like, a populated area. We're talking, like you're in the middle of nowhere. There's no cars on the road. There's nothing around for miles. Like, that's where you gun it to five over the limit. You don't do that shit within city limits because, A, you're more likely to get in a crash, and, B, you're more likely to get nabbed by a cop. And, C, there's traffic, so you can't speed through traffic.
You know what's the most fun stretch of road, though? Going from L.A. to Vegas, just for miles upon miles upon miles, it's just desert and nobody there, so you can really get going on that one. You know, and everybody does, but it's like, you know, you just like cruising, you know, 90-95, just it's you know, that's pretty good. That's a good stretch of road there. I forget the name of it, but it's a good stretch of road.
Well, I mean, fucking Hunter Thompson immortalized it, so yeah.
Well, it's just everybody does that. I mean, like, are you really going to go 70 for, you know, like fucking 80 miles? You know, there's nothing there. Like, it's not like.
Wait, the speed limit is 70?
I think so, yeah. I think it's 70.
You can push it up to like 75 because, again, there's nothing fucking out there.
I think the only time I saw something at 75 was, I want to say Michigan. Maybe I'm wrong, though. But yeah,
it's pretty common in the western states, like, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa.
Yeah, because there's nothing there. I mean, it makes sense, you know. You do need some speed limit. Man, whenever I get to buy my fucking Lamborghini, I want to go on that motherfucking Autobahn. And I'm going to play that song, that Kraftwerk song. Von, 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 on the Autobahn. Fun, fun, fun on the Autobahn. That'll be cool, and I'll have my Lamborghini. And then I'm going to get a gun and an AK, and I'm just going to lean out the window, and I'm going to start shooting it. It'll be good. I think those things will definitely happen for me.
And then 10 seconds later, you'll be incinerated in a fireball.
Yeah, I mean, the dream, you know. You got things to do. You know, I have to die in a fiery crash. You've got dumpsters to go to. We've got plans in our lives, Matt.
We're heading up there in the world.
It's true. It's true. Moving on up, moving on up to the Autobahn, to Oscar the Grouch. It used to be orange. Why was Oscar the Grouch orange? I'm really stuck on the Sesame Street shit.
No idea. They just, I guess they wanted colors that would evoke like trash and vomit.
Jim Henson just said, you know, he just decided he should be green. But the show did offer a fun explanation about the color change. Apparently, Oscar went on vacation to Swamp Mushy Muddy and came back green.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
I was just going to suggest that he got too poor to be able to afford tanning spray-on tans.
Nah, dude, he's not poor. He's not poor, dude. He's got that whole big fucking house down there. He's just a fucking weird guy who likes garbage.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't have that at the beginning. Like when you how when he when they started out, he was orange, right? So like we're talking like 60s, 70s, you know, nobody was rich back then.
That's not true. There were Jewish people back then.
I'm sure the count or whatever his name was. I'm sure he was loaded before the show got started.
Man, Jim Henson died of the flu, didn't he?
He did?
Yeah, I think he died of the flu. Which is rough. Jim Henson death. Thank you, Google. Man, he was rough looking. Oh yeah, he died of Muppet creator Jim Henson died from a rare virulent form of bacterial pneumonia that spread so quickly that he may have lived had he been treated half a day earlier. Oof, dude, he was only 53 years old. That
Ouch.
sucks, bro. You know what's depressing as shit? 10 years ago, I would be like, 53, yeah, that is kind of young, but like, you know, he led a full life. Now 33, I'm like, 53? He's practically a fucking high schooler. What the hell? He's got plenty of time.
His pubes just grew in.
How often does this happen to you? And to you, dear listener. Do you ever just wake up in the morning at like you're kind of half awake, half asleep, and your first thought is like your own mortality? You know, you're like, I'm going to get sick and die one day. Life is moving entirely too fast. I'm older, fatter, I'm more bitter. I've lost my will to even try to improve my life. I'm just gonna get sick and die soon. Does that happen? I mean, because this is it used to. I went through like a 6 month period where this happened every day. It was brutal, but it just happened to me the other day, and I'm like, I thought we were over that whole thing. Like, you're
It
gonna
happens
die.
to me. It happens to me fairly often these days. Not as much anymore, but like usually at least once a month.
It's rough. That's probably the rest of our lives. And then eventually we'll probably stop thinking about it when we're old enough to die. Because old people seem to be pretty content with the whole idea most of the time. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna get sick and die like soon. You know, how do you think that's gotta feel? They'd be like, yeah, I probably got like 5 years left. You know? Like, that's 5 years is nothing. Like,
Yeah, I mean
realistically,
it,
I
and
put.
also, I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the show before. Like how, like every year your life is shorter than the previous year because each one add is just, you know, because you're getting older and your perception of time just keeps speeding up. So as you get older and older, you know, it's faster, 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 faster. And scientifically, if you live to be the age of 100, at that age, a minute will pass in about 6 seconds.
That's why they're so fucking slow and shit. They're just taking their goddamn time. It's like, move! Get out of the way! I am 33. I have to go not say the N-word on the internet. Oh man. Yeah, I just,
And
no.
just just remind you, it's this world like hates you and it can't wait to get rid of you. And not you, Bryden. I'm talking about the royal you, like everyone listening to this.
Prince Bryden. Prince Prince Bryden of what? I cannot name one town in Ireland.
Cork,
Sure. Why not? What?
Kilkenny, Letterkenny. They probably have
Letterkenny's.
one that's more sexual.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably like Dick Suck Ireland or whatever. I guarantee it. Like, welcome to Ass
Coxcomb,
Fuck.
coxcomb.
Yeah. Welcome to Cummy Shit Pants Ireland.
Or they have it in England. I know they've got a town called Coxmouth.
There has got to be a town somewhere with the N-word in it.
Oh, I'm sure in Australia.
Is there seriously?
Yeah, there is. I forget what it was called. It was like N-word Falls or something.
Oh, you know what? There is, this is, yeah, it's in Australia. It's Inward Head. It's a small island on the northern part of Shelburne Bay. Oh, it looks pretty there. In far north Queensland, Australia. So yeah, it's just, and how, why has that not been canceled? A replacement name would be announced in 2017, except I guess that didn't happen. Yeah, how has that not been fucking canceled?
Probably because nobody fucking lives there. It's Australia.
Yeah, but it's on a map and then people get mad about it.
Yeah, it's on a map, but there's nobody there to fucking agitate for. I know
What are you
Queensland.
talking about? It's on a map. People have maps and they have Twitter. What do you mean that
Yeah,
they're
but
not
who the fuck?
gonna?
Yeah, but who the fuck is gonna open up the map of Northeast Queensland and like, oh, there's N-word head.
People know it exists. You knew that it exists. I just looked it up. There's a Wikipedia article on it. Why has no one thrown a fit and spilled their coffee over this fucking thing yet?
Because nobody lives there, like I said, and nobody was planning a trip there. Oh, let's
People
see.
know that
No
it
one.
exists. What are you talking about? People know that it exists. They're going to throw a fit. What are you talking about? What have we seen that has not been fucking gotten people mad yet? That's insane, Matt. Everyone knows that you're supposed to get mad at everything. That's how people are now. That's what they do. It was supposed to be. Somebody had to have to change the name by now.
Well, it looks like they changed some other names. There was another town in Australia that was named N-Words Bounce. That got changed.
Racist place names to be struck from the record in Queensland. Yeah, I can't really. Let me see. Did they change the name? Like, why have they
There,
not?
there, there's there's also N-Word Hill and N-Word Stream.
That's
Those are
awesome.
in New Zealand.
Dude, the only news articles I'm finding is fucking shit from 2017. Like, why N-word head, rock, and Suicide Bay need Tasmanian Aboriginal names? All they just said they were gonna change it and then never did. That's fucking awesome. This
That's
is
a
gonna
pretty
come back
boss
up.
move.
This is gonna come back up, dude. I mean, they've got a Black Lives Matter Australia. Dude, this is gonna come back up. I guarantee it. Oh, dude, that's hilarious. They just said they were gonna do it. People forgot, and they just never did it. That kicks ass. That's funny as fuck. Oh man, I want a tourist shirt from there. my friend visited, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. But it's a kind of a wink and a nod because the fact that it's got that name is makes the shirt good. Do they
Yeah,
have t-shirts?
it's like how people used to be obsessed with fucking Austria.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. I forgot about that guy.
Or excuse me, fucking Austria. That's how they pronounce it.
Dude. I'm a child. I swear to God. Because if I searched N-word head t-shirt and like it's all this like old timey mammy shit or whatever, and I cannot get the smile off of my face. It's too funny.
I just I whoa, you're not kidding.
Yeah, dude, it's rough. There's one. It's got a guy. Oh no, it's got a guy. It's a black guy, and his head turns into a watermelon. Oh god. Jesus.
There's also there's N-word head oysters, which has a cartoonish of a black guy like eating that does not look like an oyster. It looks like a banana. And the banana, even the banana says N-word head on it. There's also N-word head tar soap. There's N-word head tees featuring a caricature of a black person with a tee and a golf ball on top. There's N-word head stove polish. What else do we have here?
For some reason, just several pictures of Rick Perry.
I think that's because like he had a camp that was called N-word head.
Why did we not make him president? Oh god damn, dude. Yeah, you got some Amos and Andy.
Oh, don't forget, there's N-word head washing powder.
Dude, I guess that was a brand. I really need to start collecting all of this old stuff. That just seems like something I should get into. Is just all this old manny shit, dude.
Oh, there's plenty of it. I just clicked on the picture, and there's apparently there was apparently a savings bank called the Jolly N-word.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Jolly N-word bank. Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, like, dude, we already talked about gator bait a couple episodes ago. Like, I am interested in all of this stuff because, like, it really is true. It really is, honestly. It's funny, but, like, only because it's not happening now. You know, like, if this was, I'd still think it was funny, but, like, it's horrible. All of this shit is absolutely terrible. You know, it's like, this was sold in stores and shit. Absolutely awful. You know, it doesn't happen anymore, so I guess everybody just needs to get over it. It hadn't happened for a really long time. You know, but it really is bad, dude. It's really bad. Oh, it's too funny. Oh, there's a bunch of places still named N-word related stuff. Good God. That's pretty bad, man. That's no good. Oh god damn. That's pretty terrible. Oh well. Nothing I can do about it besides collect it. And then I'll be like, yeah, actually it's because I'm not racist.
Yeah, you'll have a fucking living room just like with racist caricatures all over it.
Dude, you know what's rough? Is like, you'll like go to your grandmother's house or whatever, and she just has like one of those somewhere, one of those things, like a lawn gnome or whatever. It's just like, she's like, oh, I've had that since 1910 or whatever. And you're like, I am pretty sure you should not have that on your lawn.
That's... Yeah, I forget what those are called, but like those are apparently still common. Like...
Yeah, yeah, it's rough. What are they? Lawn jockeys, right?
Yeah, lawn jockeys. I've actually seen those in New York. Like, people still put those out on their lawns. They're not common, but you'll still see them.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I guess now they've got white ones as well. But, yeah, the old ones, yeah, that's some rough-looking stuff. Because it wouldn't be bad if they were just black guys, you know? But then they've got the big old red lips. It's like, oh no, you can't do that. That's rough. Oh man, Andy Fox reports on lawn jockey controversy. Yeah, this is 2014. Yeah, as long as you don't have them the big old red lips and the big bulging eyes and the smile, then I'm pretty sure it's just a black guy in a jockey's uniform. But That's not what they used to be. Definitely rough. Rough stuff.
I mean, I guess. I mean we're at the stage where we can find all this just ironically funny now.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, I see why it's bad, you know. And then like I like how like whoever makes lawn jockeys was like, "Oh yeah, we're going to solve this problem. We're making white ones now too." And it's just like a normal looking white guy. You know, and then like the other one's like, "Oh, mammy," you know, it's like, it's no good.
The best spumous flavor, new N-word head tobacco. God. That is also a product I saw on Google Images.
Oh, God damn. Oh, I wish we could name the episode that. you'd probably get into, yeah, we'd get into trouble for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Speaking of which, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's do it. It's
been about an hour.
Yeah.
Like, we're revolting against super long podcasts now.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have just done a 15-minute one and been like, you got enough last week. You're fine.
Yeah, we'll jack some of that energy era stuff of her podcast. I don't think she's in a podcast longer than, like, 20 minutes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Eris, she's a friend of mine. She's a writer. Like, she has her podcast called Aricidal Tendencies, and it's basically just her rambling about stuff for like 20 minutes or rambling about stuff with someone. I was on it once. We talked about hitchhiking and really gross sexual situations.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about lawn jockeys.
So would I. But anyway, quick news. Terror House's next book, The Last Century by Mikhail Chostovsky. We have a date for that. It's October 15th. Sign up for the Terror House newsletter. The link will be in the podcast description. Find out more information since our newsletter is going out on Monday. And that'll about do it. Bryden, anything you want to plug?
No. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine, very good for your backaches and back knee. Also, check out this podcast called I Love You Beer. I hear it's pretty good.
It is what it is. But yeah, all right, this sounds good.
The links to that will be in the description and to Brian's website, BrianProctor.com. You can find me at MattForney.com, and all my own links will be in the description as well. And that'll do it for this episode of Terror House Radio. Be sure to tune in every day at TerrorHouseMagazine.com. TerrorHouseMag.com for our latest publications. Our books are at TerrorHousePress.com. Terror House Press. You can follow our social media links in the description, and don't forget that you can always check out past episodes of the show by going to TerrorHouseRadio.com. Terror House Radio is produced by Brian and Brock, represented by Jugs. I think she'll like that. Intro music by Meme Extremist, Illegitimate Uncover Random, Tell the Bastards Gone You Down. I'm Matt Forney with Brian Proctor, and we are